Good morning, Kansas Land. David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today. You know, I know it's pretty early in the growing season. You know, we're just getting ready to start planting if we haven't already. In a lot of cases, it's pretty hard to think about what we need to do for scouting down the road. But I want to plant a little thought in your mind, I guess, about the importance of scouting as we go through the season. You know, for almost 50 years, we've dealt with herbicide resistance of some type in Kansas. Now, it's not all here in Northeast Kansas. A lot of our herbicide resistance has started elsewhere in other crops, maybe other weeds that we don't even see. But we have to continue to monitor for herbicide resistance because we know that we have issues here as well. In fact, we've actually screened populations across the Meadowlark Extension District for herbicide resistance in the past two growing seasons. Other states have shown documented resistance, as we have, to a lot of different products. In fact, in some cases, we're even starting to see resistance to products that were kind of considered our last line of defense against some troublesome weeds. So we know that scouting to make sure that we are spraying weeds in an appropriate time frame is very important. We've got to make sure that we stay ahead of those troublesome weeds. And herbicide resistance has become a real issue for us. And I think that our ability to scout and stay ahead of those is important. But we often don't think about it in other areas. Take fungicide resistance, for instance. You know, we often don't think about there being too many issues with our fungicide products, but a survey of soybean fungicide product resistance in Kansas a few years ago by K-State Extension row crops pathologist Dr. Rodrigo Onofre, along with other Midwest plant pathologists, did show some level of fungicide resistance in some of the samples collected. In fact, samples from every one of the six county samples, including four here in Northeast Kansas, had some level of fungicide resistance to certain classes of fungicides. So we know that we have herbicide resistance issues, and now we can add to that some level of fungicide resistance of some products as well. We also apply a fair amount of insecticides in our system. And while that resistance is much less documented, it could certainly become a problem for us as well. And seasons like last year kind of bring that to light a little bit. You know, take, for instance, the alfalfa weevil that I started scouting for this week. You know, in some cases, a lot of single pass applications were made in alfalfa stands for alfalfa weevil last year. In some cases, there were even a couple of passes made to stay ahead of that pest. Then we added fall armyworms in the late summer and early fall. Some of those same stands that received an insecticide application early in the season also received one and maybe two even late in the season. So now we're not only talking about a single application of a product in the season, but sometimes maybe more than one, up to two, maybe even three in a season. And that increases our opportunity for mistakes to occur, for resistance to increase, and it puts increased pressure on those products that might be working for us. So how does scouting help us with any of those resistance management issues? You know, I think the first thing it does is it helps us to know why we're making an application in the first place. Obviously, we know that there is economic return in some cases to these applications, but there's a resistance management portion of that that we need to be thinking of as well. And scouting helps provide affirmation of what we might have in the field. You know, rather than just planning ahead for that application, it's good to be out there to scout those fields and make sure that we have those pests. Now, it might actually result in spraying earlier or more often than planned if we're trying to catch a specific pest or a weed when it's small and maybe more easily controlled. But even those activities can actually help reduce the resistance that we might introduce by applying those products to pests that are too large or diseases that are too far along. It might result in no application at all if the pest isn't present, reducing unneeded product exposures that could potentially induce resistance just like applying at the wrong time might. It's also important that we continue to scout the field through the season. It's important that we look post-application to see how those products performed as well. You know, after we've taken a look at the label and made sure that we're not getting in there, you know, too early after those products are applied, it's good to return to fields and see how products have performed. Maybe something didn't work. If not, we need to figure out why. It might be actually one of the best visits that we make into the field because it can help prevent issues for years down the road. You know, I know there's a lot going on right now. It's a little bit too early to scout for some pests while it's right on time to be scouting for others, like the alfalfa weevil that I mentioned. But it is good to start thinking about how you're going to address your field scouting needs through the summer, not only from an economic standpoint, but also to help kick that resistance can down the road just as far as we can. That can never be a bad thing for helping those products work in our system for as long as we can possibly get them to do so. Hope everybody has a great weekend. This has been David Hallauer, Meadowlark Extension District Agent, Crops and Soils with Extension today.